As we prepare to enter into worship today, I want to begin by expressing a very warm welcome to the worshipers who are joining us today from St. Paul's United Church of Christ in Fort Washington. They'll be joining our watch party at 10:15 Sunday morning, this week only, on our public Facebook page, so welcome to the folks from St. Paul's. And some music notes. Today's music begins with two hymns on the chimes, "The God of Abraham Praise" and "When Israel Was in Egypt's Land," both of which set the scene for today's reading from Exodus. Next is a piano prelude on today's opening hymn, an arrangement of "Holy, Holy, Holy" by Lloyd Larson. Today's hymn after the sermon is "Your Ways Are Not Our Own," and today's anthem is "Just a Closer Walk with Thee," arranged by Jack Gale and played in a recording by the St. John's Dixieland Band. Finally, the hymn that began the service will end the service with "The God of Abraham Praise," being presented once again, this time in a fiery postlude by Michael Burkhart. I'm going to invite you now to join with me in taking a deep breath. As we shift our gears, enter into worship, may you know, no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, our deep desire is to meet you where you are and share God's love, grace, and peace with you. Amen. In her In Touch Tuesday video this past week, Pastor Addie likened journeying through life with Jesus to having him as our partner in a three-legged race. Granted, Jesus' leg is not strapped to ours with a rope, and our life of faith is certainly not about getting somewhere faster than anyone else. But if you've ever participated in a three-legged race, you know how important it is to communicate clearly with your partner, to develop a rhythm and balance that work, and to make sure neither of you lags behind or tries to get ahead of the other. When you stick together, you win, regardless of who finishes the race first. So when it comes to describing what a spirit-led life looks like, well, that's a little trickier. Because although the Spirit is yet another way that we experience God's presence in our lives, unlike Jesus, the Spirit is not quite so concrete or tangible. We cannot see God's Spirit or give it a human face like we do Jesus. But that Spirit is just as real, and allowing that Spirit to lead our lives is just as important as having Jesus by our side. I like to imagine God's Spirit filling me with life-giving breath. The Spirit is my second wind, a breath of fresh air that buoys me up the way air filling a balloon causes it to float toward the sky. Because we cannot see the Spirit, it is crucial that we constantly look for it in our lives, paying attention to when and where it may show up. Henry David Thoreau wrote, "Only that day dawns to which we are awake." In other words, if we aren't paying attention to the day or God's Spirit, we will miss it. Seeking to be keenly tuned in to God's Spirit in our lives, we enter now into worship in the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we confess our sins, I invite you to join with me in praying the prayer of confession. The words may be found on our Facebook page and website, or if you don't have them handy, please join us in a spirit of prayer. Let us pray. Great living God, your life-giving spirit is all around us, ever seeking to fill us with strength, insight, and hope. Like a breath of fresh air or a second wind, your spirit moves among us, eager to revive us at the very core of our being and equip us to face the tumult and trials of each day. Your spirit longs to lead us, to show us the way. Yet we miss it. So focused are we on the small worlds in which we live so much of the time. Forgive us, loving God, and open our eyes to your spirit, a spirit that is within reach and eager to lift us above the fray so that we might see you and better serve you, as well as those in need whom we encounter along life's way. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God's gift of forgiveness is real. We feel it. It changes things, and so I urge you to claim it, a gift that enables us to wipe the slate clean, start out fresh and new every moment of every day. We are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Our first scripture reading today is from the book of Exodus, chapter 3. Verses 1 through 15. Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led his flock beyond the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of a bush. He looked, and the bush was blazing, yet it was not consumed. Then Moses said, "I must turn aside and look at this great sight and see why the bush is not burned up." When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, "Moses, Moses." And he said, "Here I am." Then he said, "Come no closer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground." He said further, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, "I have observed the misery of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry on account of their taskmakers. Indeed, I know their sufferings, and I have come down to deliver them from the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey, to the country of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. The cry of the Israelites has now come to me. I have also seen how the Egyptians oppress them. So come, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" He said, "I will be with you, and this shall be a sign for you that it is I who sent you. When you have brought these people out of Egypt, you shall worship God on this mountain." But Moses said to God, "If I come to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your ancestors has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' what shall I say to them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am." He said further, "Thus you shall say to the Israelites, 'I am has sent me to you.'" God also said to Moses, "Thus you shall say to the Israelites, 'The Lord, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this my title for all generations." And our next reading is from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 9 through 21. And I will be reading from the Message. Love from the center of who you are. Don't fake it. Run for dear life from evil. Hold on for dear life to good. Be good friends who love deeply. Practice playing second fiddle. Don't burn out. Keep yourselves fueled and aflame. Be alert servants of the Master, cheerfully expectant. Don't quit in hard times. Pray all the harder. Help needy Christians. Be inventive in hospitality. Bless your enemies. No cursing under your breath. Laugh with your happy friends when they're happy. Share tears when they're down. Get along with each other. Don't be stuck up. Make friends with nobodies. Don't be the great somebody. Don't hit back. Discover beauty in everyone. If you've got it in you, get along with everybody. Don't insist on getting even. That's not for you to do. I'll do the judging, says God. I'll take care of it. Our scripture tells us that if you see your enemy hungry, go buy that person lunch. Or if he's thirsty, get him a drink. Your generosity will surprise him with goodness. Don't let evil get the best of you. Get the best of evil by doing good. As always, we have another special message for our children and, of course, for our young at heart. We're hearing the word new a lot these days, aren't we? Adults around you may be saying things like, we're getting used to a new normal in the midst of these strange pandemic times. You are likely gearing up for a new school year. And whether you're in person or learning remotely, you're definitely having to adapt to some new ways of being in school. I bet you're getting ready to make new friends, to meet a new teacher, enter into a new grade, or maybe even a new school building. In anticipation of the new school year, maybe you've even gotten some new clothes, or new shoes, or new school supplies. So much is new. New things can definitely be exciting. It's exciting to think about all the possibilities that lie ahead of us as we approach a brand new school year. It's exciting to think about all the friends we just haven't met yet, or all the things we will learn that will blow our minds and change our lives. And hey, who doesn't get excited about a new pair of shoes? But new things, well, they can also be kind of scary. New can be scary because it's unknown. We want things to stay the same, to stay comfortable, to feel like we know what we're doing and that we've got things under control. My guess is that as you look toward the first day of school, whatever it might look like this year, you are probably feeling a little bit excited and a little bit scared or nervous too. And that is perfectly okay. And you're definitely not alone in feeling that way. In today's scripture lesson, Moses finds out that new things, new opportunities, can be a little bit scary and unexpected, but they can also be an exciting beginning and the start of a whole new adventure. Moses was a shepherd. He had been a shepherd for 40 years, living in the wilderness with his family. He was content and comfortable. He was happy. He knew what his job was, and he did it well. He had no big dreams of being anything rather than a shepherd, and that was perfectly fine for him. Then one day, Moses saw something new and surprising. He saw a regular old bush, like one you might find in your backyard. That wasn't the new and surprising part. But this bush was on fire. But strangely, it wasn't burning up and disintegrating and turning into ash like most burning things do. It just remained burning, like the wick of a candle or the flame of a lantern. It's hard to even imagine what we would do if we came across a burning bush like Moses did. But immediately, Moses knew he was in a holy place, surrounded by God's Spirit, and he'd better pay attention. God spoke to Moses through that burning bush, and Through that new and surprising sign, God called Moses to do something new. When we talk about Moses, we usually focus on what a great leader he was. We look at the stories of Moses talking to Pharaoh about freeing God's people. And we look at the stories where Moses helps the Israelites learn about God and trust God with their lives. What we don't often talk about are all the excuses Moses made along the way, all the reasons he lists as to why he couldn't possibly do what God asked. But God encouraged Moses to set his excuses as to why he couldn't do what God was calling him to do aside, to have courage, and to step into the unknown so that he might do great things for God's people. We all feel like Moses from time to time. Okay, a lot of the time these days. When things change, when what we know suddenly shifts and we have to adapt to something new, when something happens that we didn't plan for, it's normal to lose our balance for a little. But what is most important is to remember the one who is always there to steady us when we wobble. The one thing that never changes, even when the world turns upside down and sideways, is God. God's love, God's faithfulness, God's care for you and for all of us. So embrace the new things that lie ahead. Say thanks to God when they make you really excited. Rely on God to give you courage to face them when they make you feel a little scared. Welcome the challenges that new things bring. Ask for help when you need it, and expect God to always be there. Probably not in the form of a burning bush in your backyard, but hey, you never know. Let's take a moment to pray together now, and then we will end by sharing the Lord's Prayer. God, new things can certainly throw us off, but they can also reveal to us new ways you are showing your love and care for us. In the midst of all that is changing around us, all the changes we are navigating as we head back to school, remind us that you are unchanging, always there beside us to keep us steady and calm. Make your presence known to us and as real to us as it was to Moses, so that like him, we can do great things in your name. All of these things we pray in the name of Christ, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen.